Time to have a look then at your fantasy football team. You may have had a bit of a tough start to the season, or you may have raced away. You may be one of those first few thousand people. I have no idea what that feels like because I'm 2,073,143rd. As it stands. Let's find out what we need to know, though, ahead of the weekend's action. We're joined by Joe from fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Hello there.
Those who didn't have the best of starts, is it almost all over right from the beginning? They're so far behind, or is the situation recoverable?
No, not at all. I wouldn't worry too much. You can do various things if you look at your team, and you could wild card, which means kind of completely overhauling the whole lot. So you've got one of those to use before Christmas, or you can spend points, get some new players in. But before doing anything drastic like that, have a good look at your team and think, even though I had a bad first game week, do I actually need to replace these lots? So what you need to do is have a look, and if it contains lots of the following three groups, then I would consider doing something drastic. So the first of these groups is uncertain starters. If you've got Yaya Toure, Fabregas, Jordan Rhodes, you've got all these types of players that are unsure of starting, then you're in trouble. Second is defensive midfielders. For some reason, people get players like Eric Dier or Kante at Chelsea in because they've heard of them. They think they're good. They are good players. They're terrible players in Fantasy Premier League. Great in real life, terrible picks. Basically, all their lovely passing and tackling and all those types of things, they just don't really get rewarded in this game. So Kante's got one in four managers actually own Kante. I'd get rid. Complete waste of money. Third is injured players. Not too many of these so far, but there's some notable ones. Ayew at West Ham. Already people are getting rid of him, so he's not going to be back for another 4 months. His price is going to plummet as well. Ramsey as well, injured. And also goalkeepers. Lloris at Spurs and Butland at Stoke. Not major injuries, but enough to probably think about getting rid. Also, you need to have a look at the underlying stats. So you could look at a player and think, oh no, they only got me 2 points. I'd better get rid of them. Don't get rid of them if you have a look at the performance they put in. And if it was good, then they show lots of promise. So here's some good examples of some players that didn't do well, but I think are worth keeping. So Tadic, he got 2 points for Southampton. Man of the match, though. He was the week's most creative player. No other player put in created more chances for teammates than him. He also had 4 goal attempts. He's a nailed-on starter, the tip of a diamond midfield. He's going to get some points. Hang on to him. Firmino, somehow he managed to avoid any points in the Fantasy Premier League, apart from the usual 2 for turning up, despite his team scoring 4 goals. Don't worry about it. His underlying stats were good. He was still popping in the shots, still creating chances. Andre Gray is another. 4 goal attempts at Burnley. Bit early to ditch him. And there's others as well. De Bruyne, Arnautovic, Llorente at Swansea, Palace's Townsend. Palace's Townsend and Llorente at Swansea, they had 6 goal attempts. So if you have any of those types of players, I think you're doing well. Keep them. I think the points will come.
What about those who went, and again, not quoting me as a specific example, what about those who went for like the expensive forwards, the Harry Canes? He had a quiet week. Sergio Aguero, I mean, he had a decent week, and we know from midweek he's definitely feeling in good form at the minute after getting the hat-trick away in Romania. I don't think the 2 missed penalties will really do much for his confidence. But I know we were talking about if you go for the established names who have high transfer values, that then means if you need to swap them out, you have a lot of money to play with. So Harry Kane is the example, 11 million. Last week he accrued, as I just quickly look, I think it was, 2 points. Would you now say, based on what you've seen, he's the kind of player that you might look to move out, or it's Harry Kane, it will come good? Is that the kind of thinking?
Over the season, Harry Kane will come good. There is no doubt about it. He's got more than 20 goals for the last 2 seasons. He is a great player. There is a theory that Spurs, and he in particular, do not click when Dembele is not in the squad. I've mentioned this before, and now he's now gone 10 games with just 1 goal when Dembele is not in the squad. How many goal attempts did he have against Everton in game week 1? This is a worry. None. 0. Flat 0. Nothing. That is a big worry. So if you don't own Harry Kane, I wouldn't advise getting him in. If you do own him, that's a 50-50. It depends on your call there. Personally, I would get rid of, but I think other people, patience might be a key. Perhaps this no Dembele theory is hokum. So who knows? But I would possibly keep him, but with a view to shipping out. Vardy as well, he's a bit of a worry. We all thought he was on penalties. He's not. He's given them back to Mahrez. So he's 10 million, and we thought we were buying a penalty-taking player for the champions. Leicester aren't looking like champions at the moment. I think they're missing Kante. So another one to watch. Perhaps a bit of patience for another week, but one to keep an eye on there. But yeah, Aguero, Ibrahimovic, they're scoring, they're good players, they're in teams that are clicking. No reason to ditch them at all.
In terms of any players who in the first week were a bit of a point-gathering surprise and look as though they might continue in that way that we haven't mentioned, any that stand out for you, Joe?
Yeah, I think Nathan Redmond at Southampton is one that ourselves at Fantasy Football Scout have been touting before. Because he's been playing as a striker in pre-season. He's continued in that role, and guess what? He did well. He got maximum bonus points, and he scored a goal. So he had a low ownership, and he's still got a low ownership. Just 1 in 10 managers own him, probably because they've got Manchester United up next tonight. But I think he's going to come good. He's going to do well. Rondon at West Brom. Now, West Brom don't score a lot of goals. When they do, it's probably going to be him. So I can see lots of 1-0s, possibly 2-0s for West Brom. And he got 8 points in game 1 with a goal, still only owned by 3% of fantasy Premier League managers. So that is a real surprise. And a little bit of a surprise, really. I mean, not really a surprise, but the West Brom defence. Now, I mean, it shouldn't really be a surprise to people that Tony Pulis means clean sheets. But it is, really. I mean, Ben Foster is being heavily transferred in this week because his ownership was so low. People didn't back him before. And that's the same with a lot of the West Brom defence. Get a West Brom defender in. I think they're pretty much guaranteed good few clean sheets. And the Swansea defence, they did very well. They have a terrible fixture run coming up, so for the next 5 or 6 weeks. But so kind of put this at the back of your mind. But in a month or two, revisit Swansea. They could be a nice source of clean sheets.
One thing as well that it's just dawned on me as you were speaking is that we've got very used to the fact fantasy football, you have your Saturday morning if you feel like taking it right to the deadline of 11:30. There are Friday night games now, so that's kind of changed a lot. So Friday night is now the night and it's quite early into the evening. You've got to have everything confirmed.
Yeah, definitely. This is going to catch a few people out. So a lot of people have a nice routine probably. They probably have a look at, they probably get the computer ready on a Saturday morning, a couple of hours before deadline, have a look through and alter their team. They're going to be too late. They're going to miss out because tonight and a few Fridays throughout the season, the kickoff's going to be around 8 o'clock. So that means they've got until about 7 o'clock tonight to make those changes. So if you're at work and you're getting back late from work, at lunchtime, whenever you can, quickly log on today and make sure you make those changes, because if you make them after 7 o'clock tonight, it's going to be too late.
Joe, the Saturday morning you described, it's like you've actually taken a look into my world. If you want to find out more of what's going on, you can of course check out fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. If you want to find them on Twitter, they are at FF Scout, and if you're on the actual fantasy website or the Premier League website, if you go to the home section, you'll now see that within there is fantasy Premier League news there as well. But for this week, Joe, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.